questions.
I got two questions. Let's have a look. There are several appearances of Christ in the Old Testament. Example, the fiery furnace, leading the army in the battle for Jericho. Did Christ possess his bodily form in heaven before incarnation? I would say that no, he didn't have a bodily form at that stage, because in a couple of places in Hebrews especially, it speaks about he's always existed as the Word of God, but there was a time in which it says that he came and that the Father had a body prepared for him. So I would say no to that. I would say that those are occurrences where he has manifested himself here on earth and he's taken on the form of a human body. But I don't think that he actually had a human body when he was in heaven before the incarnation. Which is why I think that, yeah, it says it in the passage in Philippians that he came and took on the likeness of men, that he was, you know, born as a human. So that's why I'd say no to that one. And in heaven, we will be worshipping the body form of Jesus that he took on at the incarnation. To that I would say yes. Because we see when Jesus appeared to his disciples, he had a physical body. He said, come and touch me. The Jehovah's Witnesses actually say that he was a spirit afterwards, and that he didn't have a physical body. And, but it actually says, come and feel my hands. And he says, a spirit does not have flesh and bone. So he then ascended up into heaven in that form. And I definitely think that the body that he has, that glorified body, is the same that we will have when the resurrection occurs. It will be like him in that way. Anyone else have any other questions?
I got one.
Yeah.
I hope you haven't already covered this, Alan, but what do you think happens if Jesus had a divine nature and a human nature, that was big nature, does he still have that human part of his nature up in heaven, like that he didn't have before the incarnation?
Yeah. I think that exactly as he was after the resurrection, appearing to the disciples, that's how he is now. And that's a difference, and I think that's quite amazing to think that he came and he was God, took on flesh, died in our place, yet he still retains now the glorified side of man that we will have in the end. Like he has that again, and I sometimes think that that's similar to Adam and Eve. I had to think about who our great-grandfathers were. Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden. You know, they walked around naked. They were naked, and all of a sudden they had shame. Like, sometimes I think that they had a certain amount of glory. But anyway, that's getting on something different. But yeah, I think that he definitely does have that physical body now.
Yeah, if we're worshipping the Lamb as he had been slain, and Christ, and we're going to be worshipping the cross and what he did, his sacrifice and what he did for us, and yet we're going to take on a different form in heaven, and we're going to get our heavenly bodies, no imperfections. Is Christ going to maintain the scars of his crucifixion, and yet we...
Oh, I knew you were going to ask some tricky question today. So what you're asking is, when we will have a body similar to Jesus, and that he will...
Without imperfection?
Yeah.
No hair,
no dandruff, no anything. Nice, big, bustly body like I've got now.
And yet we're worshipping him as he had been slain. Who is worthy to open the scroll, and we saw a lamb that was as he had been slain.
I think the reason why Jesus is worthy to open that seal on that scroll is not because of the body he has or the fact that he's got the scars, but the fact that he was God, that he came and took on flesh, the whole humiliation of him, the work that he had before that, and the way that he behaved, then dying, and then God exalting him. And the way that God exalts him now is God has placed everything under his authority. So I think the reason why he has the authority to open that seal is because of the fact of his life and who he is by essence, that he is also divine, that he's also God.
Yeah. Well, he'd be the only one in heaven with scars.
I'd say so, yeah. But scars are there to remind us of what he's done. And as a testimony, sort of a mark. Anything else? Cool.